President Bush is in Gothenburg, Sweden today for a meeting with leaders of the European Union. According to the White House and the Swedish embassy, this is the first time an incumbent U.S. president has visited Sweden. It's one of the larger countries in Europe, though the population is only about 9 million. Sweden is best known for being neutral in international politics. Philip Zelikow directs the Public Affairs Department at the University of Virginia. He's a former diplomat who worked in the White House and the State Department. Zelikow says a lot of thought goes into choosing where the president will go on his trips.
Presidents don't just visit these countries as part of the grand tour of Europe. They just don't have the time for that anymore. And as a result, there has to be an important reason for a president to make the trip. And it's just been a long time. There just hasn't been a presidential administration that, in the case of Sweden, has found such a compelling reason.
There does not appear to be any hard feelings. Nina Ersman works at the Swedish embassy in Washington, but was in Gothenburg to prepare for the president's visit.
This whole town is very excited at this moment. I mean, first of all, there is a preparation to receive 3,000 journalists and the whole Bush delegation. Lots and lots of preparations at these places where meetings are taking place and where lunch is going to be taken. A big portion of the inner city is being closed off because there's also expectation of lots of demonstrations. And so I think the police are having their own planning and closing off. So everything seems to be cooking in various parts of town right now.
Ersman says President Bush should feel very much at home in Sweden.
Sweden is probably in Europe the most Americanized country in many ways. I mean, everybody watches American TV, like Ally McBeal and Seinfeld and Friends. They listen to American music. They speak the language. They feel very, very, very comfortable with American culture.
President Bush will be in Sweden today and leaves early tomorrow morning for Warsaw.